Radio Prague News.
Czech hockey stars Karel Rachunek, Josef Vašíček and Jan Marek and 41 others are reported dead after a plane crash in Russia. The CIA used Czech airports to carry out extraordinary renditions on at least two occasions in 2004. And the National Intelligence Agency has strongly criticized the Czech judiciary for corruption and malpractice. An aircraft carrying the Russian ice hockey team Lokomotiv Yaroslavl has crashed, killing at least 36 people, among them three star Czech hockey players, Karel Rachunek, Josef Vašíček, and Jan Marek. The Yak-42 passenger plane went down near the city of Yaroslavl in northwestern Russia on its way to a match in Belarus, the first of the season. One person on board is reported to have survived. The Russian news agency Interfax has cited officials as saying that the plane was having difficulty gaining altitude and hit a runway antenna, after which it crashed and caught fire. Other victims apparently include Slovak legend Pavel Dimitra and Swedish goalkeeper Liv Stefan. The American Central Intelligence Agency used Czech airports to carry out extraordinary renditions on at least two occasions in 2004. According to U.S. court documents acquired by Czech radio, two small jets with diplomatic status landed in Prague in the autumn of that year, ferrying terrorism suspects between the United States and sites in the Middle East. The CIA used two external companies to intermediate the transfers. The same planes were also used to transfer prisoners to the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. Czech politicians have consistently denied any participation on the part of the Czech Republic in the CIA's clandestine rendition programs. The U.S. Embassy in Prague has thus far refused to comment. The National Intelligence Agency, BIS, has issued damning criticism of the Czech judiciary in its annual report for 2010. The report claims that the system is burdened by corruption, leaking of sensitive information, shady contacts with the criminal underworld, and sluggish officials. These offenses, it says, go unpunished thanks to the legally defined position of judges and public prosecutors. As an example of corruption and clientelism, the report cites the ties between the police and state administration and the law college at the University of West Bohemia, where some students received academic qualifications without having done the necessary work. BIS reports that such situations have repeatedly been uncovered at other law colleges in the country. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is in the Czech Republic for talks regarding the organization's transformation and role in global security. The top NATO official will also be discussing military operations in Afghanistan, missile defense, and relations with Russia with Prime Minister Petr Nečas, Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg, and Defense Minister Alexander Vondra. The talks are further expected to cover the participation of the Czech Republic in Allied operations and missions, the Alliance Summit in 2012, as well as possible deployments in Libya. Regarding the latter, Mr. Rasmussen said Wednesday that he has no information regarding the whereabouts of Muammar Gaddafi and added that he was not a target of NATO's operations. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to remain cloudy, with scattered showers and daytime highs of around 19 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.